Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. We are on the final chapter of The Death of Captain Stacy. So without further ado, let's finish it up. All right, now we're into issue 92.
When Iceman attacks.
Yes, and right at the beginning, so that they don't put together that he is Spider-Man, he kidnaps Gwen Stacy and basically says he knew she was there. That's why he's there. He basically followed her because he wants to look like he did kill Captain Stacy and that he's trying to get her.
It's basically like he is taking her as a hostage so that, you know, the guy will leave him alone.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what it kind of looks like, you know.
70s logic.
Yeah.
But again, Bullet sees this as a perfect opportunity. Like, this is making him a shoo-in for DA, for District Attorney of New York there, because, look, here we've got a masked menace terrorizing citizens. Like, this is perfect. Like, my plan, well, not his plans, but his plans for what he's running for is going to be perfect for what's going on. So as this is happening, as Spider-Man is swinging away from his apartment with Gwen, we see Bobby Drake on a date.
With a killer suit jacket on, I'd like to say.
I love that purple jacket. Like, yeah. I need to get the purple jacket and the bell bottoms. But so he makes a comment that he's got to go home, so he puts his date on a taxi. He, I was going to say suits up, but he actually takes his clothes off. Yeah. But he gets to his Iceman form. And for those of you who don't know, Iceman is part of the X-Men. He's a mutant. And so he's going there to save Gwen Stacy. Well, he thinks Spider-Man is a menace as well. He doesn't know Spider-Man very well at this time, which I'm assuming this is also before the Spider-Man and Friends TV show.
Because
he had Iceman and what was it, the girl? Not Firestar?
Yeah, that sounds right. I'm trying to think, though. I think, no, because that would have been in the 70s. Oh, I guess it would have been.
This is,
yeah,
1970.
This is 1970, though. So
yeah. It'd be perfect. So he doesn't know who Spider-Man is yet. He doesn't know that Spider-Man actually is a hero. So he runs. He starts chasing after them. Catches up to him, finally. Spider-Man is just like, what the heck's going on? Like, I don't really need to be assaulted by this snowman. And basically gives him the, I can't think of the word, like, where he wants to just, like, get rid of Gwen. Like,
he gives him the perfect opportunity to drop Gwen off like he couldn't.
Opportunity. I couldn't remember the opportunity. Yeah. Thank you.
I knew there was a word that
was,
meant
something like that. So he goes off. Iceman, quote-unquote, saves Gwen. And Bullet uses this as another opportunity to ruin Spider-Man. And everything's coming up Sam Bullet. Like, this is perfect for him. Until he gets a phone call from Jonah, from Daily Bugle. Because Peter Parker, who works for Daily Bugle, informed them that Bullet's men
beat him up. And one thing we will say about Jonah is he does take care of his own.
He does. Well, and then also it helps that this happened. Jonah became suspicious. Robbie is like, all right, now that your eyes are opened, here's what else is going on. Because he's an editor.
Yeah.
He keeps articles.
Well, not only that, but I mean, he's got access to information from, you know, people that know things.
Exactly. So Jonah basically says they're pulling their endorsement for Bullet to be DA. Bullets have none of it, so he comes down to the Bugle instead of, you know, waiting and planning and attacking later. He comes down to the Bugle and is all in Jonah's face and Robbie's face about what you're doing. Like, you can't do this. I've got friends. Like, you shouldn't be doing this.
Well, now that, then he throws the whole minority thing in Robbie's face, which Robbie is black for anybody that doesn't know that.
Because he definitely does not like African Americans. So Jonah basically kicks him out. He's like, nope, done. Get out of my building. We're done here. Bullet is threatening Robbie some more.
I would also like to point out that Bullet talks in third person.
Which, he does.
Which
he really does.
I don't know if that makes him even worse or you know, more comical, but
more comical, definitely. So Peter sees the men that were beating him up the other day walking through the building, see them go into Robbie's office, and then come out with Robbie.
A gun to his back.
Yeah. It definitely was not willing. So he spideys up and goes chasing after him. As he's doing that, Iceman just happens to be around and starts attacking him again. Spidey is trying to convince him, hey, this guy just got kidnapped. We need to go save him. Iceman isn't having any of it. Doesn't believe him. But Spider-Man
gets done playing around.
Yeah.
Kicks Bobby's ass, Iceman's ass, and then leaves him hung up in a web so that he can go try to save Robbie. On his way back to, you know, find Robbie, he catches sight of the car, follows the car down. The guys take him out. Sam is standing over him, you know, like, you thought you'd get the better of me, blah, blah, blah. And he tells his guys basically to, you know, cap him.
Finish him off.
Yeah. So Spider-Man and Iceman team up because, you know, that was the shocking conclusion that everybody was shocked to see.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
They stop the guys from killing Robbie. And then they're like, oh, you know, Spider-Man's like, well, we can do one better than this. They go into it's a charity banquet that
Bullet is hosting to try and become DA.
Yeah. And they break in, or basically not break in, but they walk through the door. Yeah, they come in through the door, and you know they say that they've got proof that he tried to kill, you know,
Robbie,
and the guy, you know, this DA lawyer, you know, mob boss mentality guy, throws out, no, Robertson's dead. He's dead. He has to be. My boys never fail me. Because
in front of a room full of constituents.
he was in the middle of a speech, so he's got the microphone right there in front of him, and just throws this out there. And then, you know, at the end of that, they show him walking out in cuffs.
Yeah, so he gets arrested, and that is the end of the death of Captain Stacy. I enjoyed the book. I really liked it. I definitely would like to find it for my collection. I know you're trying to get the issues, which find them eventually.
I'll eventually come across the singles. I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, comic book conventions and, you know.
And finding the price, the right price.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no issue paying more than $5 for a book sometimes, depending.
I don't like to go over 10, usually.
It all depends on the issue.
That's what I'm saying. It has to be. It's going to be a special issue.
If it's just a regular issue, I will pay cover. Well, even the old...
2 to 3 to 5.
Yeah, 2 to 3 to 5. Because I know cover prices then were like a quarter.
68 cents, yeah. Stuff like that.
And they don't sell them for that anymore. But
a dollar, you know, man, that's not bad.
Yeah, a dollar is great. Thank you, Half Price Books.
Yeah, I would say you find some old lady that's, you know, got a box full of comics in her, you know.
God, I need to go garage sale. I need to go. I always want to go, and I'm always, because I'm on the site, Comic Book Collecting on Facebook. And I always see these guys, oh, went garage selling. Let's see what I got in this box. I'm like,
Jesus.
I want to do that.
Well,
I just, but I'm too stupid and too stubborn to, like, I drive by. Oh, did I have anything? No? Okay. I just go. I don't stop to look. I just drive by.
Next time we go, we'll take you with us.
I need to go. I just want that. I just want to find, like, a holy grail.
just that treasure trove that, you know, that was sitting in somebody's basement that they didn't even know about, and they wanted to sell the box for a dollar, and you're like, I have that dollar.
It's like, here's that dollar. I had a friend at work who, he's like, yeah, well, I had a bunch of comics when I was a kid. I think, you know, they were old when I was a kid in the, like, the early or late 90s, early 2000s. Like, I'll see if they're still at my mom's house. So he calls up his mom and asks, and his mom threw him out, covered his back. I'm like, no! Ugh. Like, dang it. It'd been great.
That would've been awesome.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. We will be starting a new arc on Monday, but if you have any suggestions for titles you want us to read, feel free to contact us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or email us at comicbookrundown@gmail.com.